Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 17. You're going to hear a talk about the environment. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? It is estimated that 30% of the world's commercial fish species are overfished. 60% are fully fished, meaning they are operating at maximum capacity, and any more would lead to overfishing, a situation in which too many fish are caught to sustain numbers. Historically, nowhere was the problem more apparent than in Norway, a country in which fishing has always been important for the coastal community. In the 1960s, technological advances, faster boats, better equipment, and especially the use of sonar, meant that more fish were caught than ever before. One of the most iconic Norwegian fish, the herring, was particularly affected. Almost 5 million tons were caught per year in the late 1960s. By 1980, it was just 1 million tons. The reason? Chronic overfishing. Too many herring were caught during the reproductive season, and the next generation was heavily reduced in number. Furthermore, the herring changed their migration routes because of overfishing, so they were also difficult to find. The eventual solution was a ban on catching herring during the winter, the reproductive season, so that numbers could recuperate. This policy had a great influence on wider Norwegian fishing policy, and Norway is now one of the only countries to practice completely sustainable fishing. Strict regulations are in place to ensure that humans only take a sustainable percentage of each type of fish. Another percentage is given over to other animals, such as orcas, dolphins, and seals, who also depend on these fish. Consequently, the whole ecosystem is kept in balance. What is really crucial nowadays is that modern technology helps to measure exactly how much fish we are catching, and what level is sustainable. If you can measure something, you can think about how to improve it. With careful management, it does seem like the sea can provide enough for man's needs without exploitation. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what problem and solution the speaker identified. Are you ready? It is estimated that 30% of the world's commercial fish species are overfished. 60% are fully fished, meaning they are operating at maximum capacity, and any more would lead to overfishing, a situation in which too many fish are caught to sustain numbers. Historically, nowhere was the problem more apparent than in Norway, a country in which fishing has always been important for the coastal community. In the 1960s, technological advances, faster boats, better equipment, and especially the use of sonar, meant that more fish were caught than ever before. One of the most iconic Norwegian fish, the herring, was particularly affected. Almost 5 million tons were caught per year in the late 1960s. By 1980, it was just 1 million tons. The reason? Chronic overfishing. Too many herring were caught during the reproductive season, and the next generation was heavily reduced in number. Furthermore, the herring changed their migration routes because of overfishing, so they were also difficult to find. The eventual solution was a ban on catching herring during the winter, the reproductive season, so that numbers could recuperate. This policy had a great influence on wider Norwegian fishing policy, and Norway is now one of the only countries to practice completely sustainable fishing. Strict regulations are in place to ensure that humans only take a sustainable percentage of each type of fish. Another percentage is given over to other animals, such as orcas, dolphins, and seals, who also depend on these fish. Consequently, the whole ecosystem is kept in balance. What is really crucial nowadays is that modern technology helps to measure exactly how much fish we are catching and what level is sustainable. If you can measure something, you can think about how to improve it. With careful management, it does seem like the sea can provide enough for man's needs without exploitation. Now tell me, what problem and solution the speaker identified? You have 1 minute to talk.